Okay, you can start whenever, Mayor.
Okay, we are going to go ahead and call this meeting to order for the purpose of canvassing the votes, and I will now turn it over to Brad, our city recorder.
Okay, are you able to hear the mayor, everybody? Oh, I'm just wondering if everybody's able to hear. I can't hear you, Jeff.
Me? Brad?
Yes.
Can you hear?
Yes, okay. I can hear you. I can. Okay,
I can hear us.
I can hear you, JC. Okay, sorry about that, Mayor.
You still there? Celeste?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you mind bringing the phone up here a little bit closer? Okay, go ahead, Mayor.
Okay, we are going to call this emergency meeting to order for the purpose of canvassing the votes. And I will now turn it over to Brad, our city recorder.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. And I'm going to pull up Okay. And let me share. Can everybody see my screen? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so what we're gonna do today is canvass the ballots. And what that is a requirement in state law that says that the legislative body, which is the city council, has to review a summary of the election, and then they formally approve and certify the election results. Now, something I didn't know until I looked into it this time is it's a pro forma action, which means it's done as a matter of form. So in a lot of ways, it's a formality unless there are some provable or there are some issues with the election that can that have been brought up that are then addressed. But it's really just the legislative body approving the election results. Are there any questions?
No.
Okay. So then here we have the official results that I received from the county today. And let me turn on my pointer. Nope. So we can see here that we have.
That's a bad number.
So here we have all of the candidates for council. Obviously, we did not have to have a primary for mayor, but we have Craig Knight, who received 162, which is 6.33%. Star Stratford, 665, which was a little over 20, well, which was almost 26%. J.C. Simonson, 436, 17%. Andy Garland, 629, which was 25%. Randy Lundeen, 257, which was 10%. Jeanine Probst, which was 411, which was at 16%. So the total votes cast, and remember that everybody could vote for two. Total votes cast was 2,560. We had 18 overvotes, which means that there were 18 people that voted for more than two people. So they voted for three or four or maybe everybody. And unfortunately, what that does is that invalidates their ballot for that race because we're unable to determine which two they preferred if they voted for three or four or five or six. And then there were 434 undervotes. And what that means is that you had people who voted for just one person, or maybe they didn't vote for anybody at all in that particular race. Is there a question?
Ballot is the ballot, though. Is that correct?
What was that, Mayor?
An undervote. So if they only voted for one, their ballot was still counted. That vote was counted. Is that correct?
Yes. Their ballot was still counted, and their vote for that particular race was still counted. So if you had a ballot where you had multiple races and somebody overvoted in one of the races, it would only disqualify that race. And so the other races that they voted for two or fewer people would still count. And so then the contest total was 3,012. And then we have here registered voters in Midway City, 3,701. Ballots cast were 1,282, which was 34.64% of the voters who voted. So, yes, wished it was a lot better. I do remember, however, back when I started here and we voted in person, we had around 10% voter participation. And so it has increased, but wished it was a lot more. It usually gets up to over 50% in a midterm election when you have congressional races, and then it'll get up higher than that on a presidential election. And then it will also, it just varies depending upon the type of election. The more candidates you have, then it seems
to be. That's interesting, isn't it? Proof positive that mail-in voting is more effective, but okay, that's a discussion for another day.
Yes.
Okay.
And so that is all that I have. Are there any questions?
You just need a motion to
approve the votes.
That's
presented.
Yes.
Second.
Okay.
We have a motion and a second to approve.
Person who's trying to count into the meeting and can't
result. I think I'm saying that correctly. And I'm going to call for the vote by name. Jeff.
Aye.
Craig.
Aye.
Lisa.
Aye.
JC.
Aye.
Kevin.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous, and we accept the results from the county.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned. Brad, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you so much, and thank you for your patience with all of this.
No worries. Okay, bye, Celeste.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Thanks, Brad.
Guessing 10 minutes was really, really close. Her call was 10.1. Five or something. Okay, thanks, Brad.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Shane. How are you?
Great.
Yeah? What's going on? Thanks,
Rusty. You don't know where the buckets or the things for the fire truck are, do you?
I can't write it because I'm over the phone.
You know, she just participated via Zoom, so I assume she's not coming in.
Yeah, I sent her a text, but she didn't answer me. So
this is you.
What do you want?
You sent a check for me?
I will. Okay.
Alright, cool. I really need you on because you're always available.
how'd it go?
You know, it